B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
There's a little how about them apples kind of feel for it, yeah.
Hear ye, the Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever, in New England. The chowder heads are melting down and they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl. Pompous mountains in Maine. Hey. Boston, kiss my ass twice.
Yes, with your soup.
Your pompous mountains. You guys are so cocky, those mountains.
Everyone over there in North Conway rubbing your face in it.
They do walk around with their noses up there.
Yeah.
In New Hampshire, you know.
Yeah, it's real fun.
What, do you think you're better than us?
Was it Judge Rosen?
Yes, I do.
In New Hampshire.
Yeah. I do, as a matter of fact. All right. Well, hi. We're the Toucher and Rich Radio Show. We are in the Tom Ferentire Studio, 617-779-0985. And I found out when I came in this morning that Antonio Brown is a very, very, very dumb man.
Yeah, he messed up again. I mean, this is awful. I mean, do you want to go ahead and get into it? Because
we
there's
might
a lot
as well.
To get into.
I mean, because I guarantee you not many people have heard about this.
Okay, so this broke overnight. So it's another day, another step towards Antonio Brown's complete self-implosion. First off, the news broke yesterday, right after our show was off the air, because that's when news always breaks. Antonio Brown was no longer having an endorsement deal with Nike. The company dropped him from the company's website, and when reached for comment by the Globe, a spokesperson said that Antonio Brown is not a Nike athlete. When they asked multiple times to elaborate on the reason, they said, well, I'm not going to tell you. They declined basically to follow up on that, but I believe we all kind of know. It's the smoke that's been happening with this guy over the last couple of weeks, but that would be the least detrimental news to Antonio. And just because you think he maybe adopted this Patriot Way stuff, and you thought, man, maybe this will be a good case for him to turn it around. Oh, no. There's a report that broke overnight by Robert Klemko. He's the guy who wrote that large form piece of all the people in Antonio Brown's life who had been harassed or stiffed for money or farted on. Well, he's reporting that Antonio Brown sent threatening text messages to the woman who alleged that Brown walked up behind her, quote, butt-ass naked with only a handcloth covering his penis.
Does this mean we can't play the farts anymore?
Well, for now, we can't. I don't think today would be a good day for that. So he's reporting that Antonio Brown sent those messages. She was the one who was hired to paint a mural at his house, and who also alleges that Antonio never paid her $700 for a painting that she made for him for a charity.
And by the way, she never asked for money.
Okay, yeah, let's get to that. Because apparently the message that Brown allegedly sent is a group message to the woman along with Antonio's lawyer and several of his close friends and assistants. The texts accuse her of making up stories for money and include pictures he attached of her kids. Now, I am going to read you exactly what he wrote. I apologize if this does not flow that well. Once again, Antonio's speak is very
This is not your fault. This is an Antonio Brown problem.
So here's what he texted, allegedly, this woman. Really sad you would make up BS story to the world. Thought you had more integrity and respect for yourself. Must be really hard times for to make up some stuff for money. Super sad. This the girl who unfinished my painting in my room from blank. Super broke girl with a lot of kids. Such a shame. This is her in text, Eric B., which she's addressing one of the people who's on this chain. Let's look up her background history. See how broke this girl is from blank. Basically cried broke for opportunities I let paint my room. Couldn't finish. I flew out now to hear this. So sad. And then whoever this Eric guy said, yes, sir, we will do that. You send me your info, bro. And then he attaches a picture of her children. Remember, she's on this chain. And he put, those are kids. And Eric, she's awfully broke, clearly. And then one of his friends says, according to that post, she was going for a Meek Mill rally. I can reach out to his team tomorrow and see if anyone knows her. She sounds like a celebrity groupie. And then once again, there are more pictures of her and her kids. So last night, the woman's lawyer sent a letter to the NFL explaining that Brown is, quote, intimidating and threatening our client, a violation of the NFL personal conduct policy. She said, the lawyer said, our client is understandably frightened by these text messages, which are clearly intended to threaten and intimidate her. While she certainly qualifies as a, quote, starving artist, she has never approached Mr. Brown, nor will she, about seeking money to compensate her for his sexual misconduct, contrary to allegations in the text messages. So Brown's lawyer, Darren Heitner, who was one of the people included on the group text, told Robert Klemko when he called him and said, dude, what do you know about this? That no, he did not advise Brown to communicate with a woman in any way. So even his lawyer is stepping back and going, dude, this guy's crazy. The league responded to the letter within an hour. These investigators are going to speak to the woman's lawyers about the situation today. And the woman's lawyer continued by saying, quote, this sort of intimidation and harassment is the reason victims are often so reluctant to step forward in these cases. We have the confidence the NFL and the Patriots will step in and end this behavior. Now, the NFL's personal conduct policy expressly prohibits stalking, harassment, or any kind of similar form of intimidation. So there are a group of people who, when this first came out, who said, well, how do you know this was actually him that sent those texts? So to that, Robert Klemko actually broke it down. And he said, in 2017, Antonio Brown sent our source his phone number in a DM from his verified Instagram account. Screenshots, we reviewed them. She communicated with Antonio Brown and arranged travel, etc. via that number. She sent us screens of the new messages with the contact in her phone, so the sender showed up as Antonio Brown. We then asked her to delete Antonio Brown's contact from her phone so the original number displayed and we could verify it, and the number matched the exchange from 2017. So basically, this guy Robert Klemko ended up texting the guy back, or called him. He said, finally, I called Antonio Brown from that number. A man who sounded like Antonio Brown answered. I introduced myself. He hung up. In a text, I asked him if he would share proof of his claim that the woman asked him for money. He replied, FOH clown, which pretty much means get the F out of here, clown. So he says they're extremely confident that that was indeed Antonio Brown who sent the text messages. On top of that, early in the day, Robert Klemko, who's been on top of this, wrote that since they published the Antonio Brown story, they've had more people reach out to him regarding situations with Antonio, and one person is potentially going to file criminal charges that are not sex or debt related. So it's a whole new charge that's coming out there. Okay. So bottom line is, even if you're someone who believes the woman from the civil suit, not this woman, the woman from the civil suit is just after a money grab and that he's completely innocent, you just cannot justify someone threatening a woman using pictures of her own kids. It's over. And at this point, it should be over. I understand. And as a matter of fact, I was one of those people that was like, if while this whole suit is going on, and there's not any concrete evidence, they're still doing the investigation, you have to let him play, to be fair. I think that I've been pretty clear with that.
Right. I think we all have.
But right now, you have in front of you real evidence. This is evidence of harassment and somebody using intimidation and pictures of their own kids to harass a woman who is asking for nothing. So if he's done this to somebody who's not trying to get anything from him, then what else do you think is out there? What else do you think this guy has done? The Patriots don't need this, too.
Not only can you not play him this weekend, you have to sever ties with him immediately before the weekend, like today. Every picture of him and every story across the country, when this pops up, and it's leading a lot of newscasts now, has him in a Patriot uniform. Him catching passes from Tom Brady. You are suffering greatly. By comparison, not comparison, you're suffering by association.
I mean,
you can't have him on your roster at this point.
And can you think of anything worse? We know we sort of have joking around at some point said he's going to do something. This all started out like kind of funny.
Oh, well, because it was, here's what it was. It was him bitching about his helmet, painting his helmet and going back on the field. It was him doing stupid stuff like videotaping, you know, John Gruden on the phone. Like, these are all somewhat harmless things.
With the cartoon of him and money.
Yeah.
And so... And then, so you thought his downfall would be something like on Instagram.
Picking a fight with Tom Brady.
Right, he'd like knock over a water bottle. But, I mean, this guy is obviously insane. And you can't interpret these as... Just put yourself in the situation of this woman. As a man, put yourself even as a man in this situation. And you start getting texts asking people, with you on it, asking people to look into you. With pictures of your children in it? I mean, come on.
You know you're under investigation. Antonio Brown knows he's under investigation. And he still does investigation by the league. He might get sued in civil court. All of this may come out. And you still do this? What kind of mental state are you in exactly?
You know what, too? It's like up at this point, as I said, I've been completely of the fact that, you know, if there's no real evidence at this point, let him go.
Yeah.
But what more do you need? Dude threatens a woman using pictures of his own kids, and that wasn't even a woman trying to get anything from him. Well, yes. I mean, this is, you know, Ted Johnson subscribes to the theory that Bill will do anything to get the perfect season. Well, if you continue with this guy,
oh yeah,
you sold your soul. You've sold your soul.
Especially when you didn't need him in the first place.
Well, that's the other thing. Well, think about this. They don't need him. They had all the chemistry in the world.
I don't care if it's Tom Brady. You can't do this. If it was a pattern.
You can't defend him after today.
No.
There's nothing you can say to defend him after there is clear evidence that he harassed a woman with pictures of her own family. When he knew, as you said, John, he knew that this woman was obviously talking to the press. So how dumb are you? This is going to get out anyway.
Yeah, and what's the next thing, too? Even though this is enough, I mean, but there's clearly something else that's
going to
happen.
I have a feeling that by the end of our show, he's going to at least be on the commissioner's
list. No, it's not going to be by the end of our show. It'll be 10:05, 10:30, something like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, 10:01.
It's not going to be during this show, but it may be in the morning. And by the way, the most damning thing out of all of this, other than the text messages and the harassment, is his lawyer, who could have said a lot of things. Could have said, you know, that phone belonged to Antonio 2 years ago. His friends use it now. It's a misguided text. Antonio had nothing to do with that. Or, you know, those text messages are fabricated. My client didn't do this. He could have said 100 things. And instead, all he told Klemko was, I told Antonio not to have any contact. Yep. That is clear that not only are the text messages true, but he no longer wants to be this guy's lawyer.
Yeah. I agree. All right, 617-779-0985. The new Antonio Brown stuff coming out late last night. We'll take your thoughts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tetcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
The Sports Hub, we're Tetcher and Rich. Antonio Brown last night, a woman that had done art for him and is not looking for money. She has not looked for money. The story broke last night that he had sent group messages, including to his lawyer and her.
And two of his assistants. That's one of the guys is someone who was in that article who told the chef not to look Antonio Brown in his eyes.
Yeah.
So like the other two names that are on there are kind of his guys.
Right, and it includes the woman and there are pictures of her kids. And Dan has I was reading the Klemko Twitter post, and Dan is not alone in his thinking here. Dan, go ahead.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say that, like, if what Antonio Brown sent to that girl is what you read on the radio, I didn't hear anything that was threatening in that text message. I heard him say, check her background, which is public information. I heard him say, well, I heard you read that he wrote in a text message that she has a lot of kids and doesn't have a lot of money. But I didn't hear anything threatening in that text message.
You don't think attaching three people, including a lawyer, to a text to you that says, we are going to search your background for any kind of dirt that we can get, isn't intimidating? That's not a threat?
I'm not saying that it's not maybe a little bit intimidating, but it's not threatening. He's not saying that he's going to hurt her. He's not saying that he's going to...
It doesn't have to be physical.
To her,
are you kidding me?
Like that.
He's saying he's going to try to embarrass and dig up dirt on her.
What do you think his intent was exactly?
Yeah, why would he do it?
Well, he did it, obviously, because he doesn't want her to say the things that she is saying about him.
It's okay. Too late. Those are already out in the media.
Granted.
She doesn't want money.
Not asking for
anything. Want money, but no,
the lawyer asked him not to contact this woman.
Well, I'm not saying that he's not crazy. I didn't say that he wasn't crazy.
If you don't think that's harassment, then I don't know what to tell you.
I don't think it's threatening.
Okay, well, it is harassment, which is under the NFL players policy. And it sure as hell isn't a good look because he knows that he's under investigation for this. You can't do that. This is a violation of the NFL. Dude, he sent him pictures of her kids.
And all she
and
said,
saying, investigate this.
I think this is a non-starter.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, this is not
a lot
work.
Of people think that way. A lot of people are saying that, how is this intimidating?
A lot of those people are probably people who, no matter what it is, would defend the Patriots.
Well, a lot of them have their picture there on Twitter is of someone from the Patriots.
Right. Like, I just got a tweet that says, that said, you guys are embarrassing yourselves. Klemko, LOLOL. What has Klemko done that's, like, I don't know, fake news? But amazing what can happen when a dude pisses off the media because he got out of Oakland ugly and, quote, it's no fair he's on the Pats. Not getting cut. All right, dude. By the way, we were pro him being here. I wanted him to be on the Patriots. Dude, I freaked out. Check my Twitter timeline.
I know. You wanted him on the Patriots because it would be great for material for us.
Oh, there's no question.
Not necessarily because of his personality or his playing style. You wanted him on this team because it would have been a windfall, which it has been, for this program.
Well, it would have been the greatest thing either way. Because one, it would have been either if it worked out, you could have had a Randy Moss-type season with this guy, and it would have been amazing to watch. Or he would have, as I said, imploded, not in a criminal way I wasn't expecting. I thought more in a clownish way where he'd pick fights with players of the team and end up mocking Bill Belichick on Instagram. I thought that would be wildly entertaining as well. But now you're at a point where there's evidence, and it's sitting right in front of you, and if you don't get rid of this guy or at least put him on the exempt list,
well,
then you have sold your soul.
An investigation has to be complete in order for the NFL to do this, and as you just mentioned in the previous segment, they're on top of it. I mean, they responded at 3 or 3:30 this morning to get onto this, but if the NFL doesn't make a move today, and there's no guarantee that they will, the Patriots need to.
Somebody said, I'm not condoning the behavior, but in a civil lawsuit, it seems like it's all about character, so maybe he's trying to find that flaw. She's not suing him.
She's not
this
part
of it.
This
is not that woman.
Different woman.
This is one who asked for nothing.
And why would it be necessary to include pictures of her children? I don't understand how that helps an investigation. Like, and why is she included on it? Like, if you're looking for people looking for information about someone,
fair
enough.
That's a very good point.
Fair enough, but why would you include her on it?
Yeah, you're not trying to intimidate her.
Just text your guys. That's who you're talking to, right?
Text your lawyer and, you know.
Your walk-around guys. You know, hey, let's get some dirt on this woman. Let's see what we can do. There's no reason to copy her on any of these texts.
Yeah, I mean, if he was just asking for information, that would be fine. I mean, that's his business. But I don't, and if he went, here's the pictures of her kids, I don't know why you would, but if it was, but she's included on the text.
Yeah. That's a very good point.
So obviously that's a form of intimidation. I mean, because there's no rational explanation about why she would be included on the text if it wasn't to scare her. this thing is frozen up a little bit, Rue, but we still can do this, I have a feeling. Tom, go ahead.
Steak and Eggs voice, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
I was going to be mildly pleasant, but that last caller basically boiled me over. I can't stand this anymore. Patriots fans, you effing suck. You all suck. You are by far the most – I'm a Patriots fan, yep, but I don't associate with the fan base because, John, the smartest thing you've ever said in your radio career, the worst part about being a Patriots fan is other Patriots fans. That jackwagon that called you guys and anybody else who is bashing you guys on Twitter, bashing Klemko, go read the SI article. I was reading it before you guys came on, and I got to the part. First of all, if I'm Jonathan Kraft and I click on, or Robert Kraft, and I click on that link, and the first thing I see is a picture of Antonio Brown on in a Patriots jersey, and to the right of that picture is the stream of text messages that goes in saying, let's dig up some dirt on this girl. I am freaking out and calling Bill and saying, get rid of this guy. Then you get down to the actual snapshots of the text feed, and you see the pictures of the kids involved. My wife is pregnant with our first child, though I'm not a parent of any experience. I will be in a few months, but I saw that, and I cringed. That's intimidation. That's threatening. There's no need to bring her kids into this. He's gone. He can't just play for the Patriots. He needs to be banished from the NFL. The guy is literally psychotic and needs to get professional help. And if Patriots fans want to defend this guy, you all suck and you're all stupid, and I can't stand it anymore.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
makes a lot of good points. Makes a lot of good points.
I mean, it's like you didn't even need the guy. I know we keep saying that, but I mean, look around your locker room at what you had. I just keep thinking about that first video they did post game before Antonio Brown was there. You got guys like Devin McCourty, even Kyle Van Noy. Listen to his interviews. He seems like a good leader on this team and a pretty good guy. Matthew Slater. I mean, just all around on both sides of the ball, it seemed like the chemistry was off the charts. And here he comes just ruining all of that. And you didn't need him. You have enough talent on this team. And as I said, if this is one of those moves, like Ted Johnson said, to make sure that they solidify their perfect season, then you've sold your soul. You've completely sold your soul at this point. There's now evidence that this dude is a bad, bad guy. And he hadn't been on this team for what? He's played one game? One game and we're getting all this.
Yeah, it didn't take long, and it was funny because he had kind of absorbed and moved past the original stuff, and it was kind of fading away a little bit, and then this happens.
Here is by the way, we're getting a bunch of tweets that obviously are fairly rational, but then you get ones like this: tell this caller he can lick my nads when we're holding up another Lombardi. Keep crying, we'll keep winning. That's an actual tweet we just got.
Good Lord. Well, you know, it's real fun when they win the Super Bowl.
You're feeling good when you're rooting this guy on.
Gives you life a little bit of meaning.
I mean, they're going to win one without him. That's the other thing.
I don't care if he's the most important player on the team.
Why would you defend this? Why?
What? Regardless if they need him or not, I mean, you can't be running around doing this stuff.
This is a real test of the blind Patriot faithful. This really is. This is a true litmus test of those people who go blindly forward and anything even remotely close to criticizing the team, they hop all
because
over.
They're the same ones. If he was still on the Steelers, you'd be killing them.
I know.
Right now.
This is the test, though, of those psychotic Patriots fans under the age of 30 who know nothing more than winning, nothing other than winning. This is the true test, whether or not you still want this guy on your team. That Patriots fans sicken me sometimes.
Did the kid with the bad teeth that has the picture with him and Brady gun and yelled at me?
You don't like that guy very much.
I don't dislike him. I feel bad for him. He's asking like dudes if they want to have dinner with him on Twitter.
It's kind of like the guy from Happy Gilmore. Hey, want to go Sizzler? My treat.
Yeah.
This guy,
every time we talk about Antonio Brown, this guy tweets that he wants to be fired.
Oh.
But then he reaches out to other radio personalities and asks if they want to have dinner with him.
If they want to go to Sizzler. My treat.
All right. We'll do it.
You should get one of the, because he's reached out to people that we work with. You should get them to say yes and then you show up.
No, hell no. I don't want the breath alone. All right, here are the headlines.
Kutcher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Sports Hub.
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
I'm super grateful to be here, to play for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You know, I got a lot of the offense to learn and catch up. But I'm excited and grateful to be here and to be a part of these guys.
Antonio, what's it been like working with Tom?
It's been a tremendous honor. He's been here a long time. A lot of details, a lot of work ethic, a great guy to be around and just inspire everyone here.
How's the process been to kind of get used to everything as everything's going on in your life?
Well, it's football. You know, I'm grateful to play football. Every time you walk in the doors here, you know, be your best for the team. So every time I walk in here, I just want to make sure that I'm preparing to give these guys my best.
Antonio, have you heard from the league, if anything, about your availability?
I appreciate that question. You know, I'm just here to just focus on ball and look forward to getting out there in the home stadium and being with the team.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. If you're just getting up, Robert Klemko has new information in Sports Illustrated. Late last night, he broke a story that a woman who is an artist that was hired by Antonio Brown, who claims that he came up behind her with just a hand towel over his penis. He was naked besides that. And she's not asking for any money. That he sent out, Antonio Brown sent out a group text to two of his friends, his lawyer, and the woman, claiming to want information about her and attaching photos of her children. And you'll have to remember, she's not asking for money, but why would she have to be on the emails looking for information about her? I mean, if he sent an email to his attorney, then fine. Yeah, you want information about the woman. But why? What other than intimidation could you factor into her being included into these emails?
So the woman's lawyer,
the woman's
lawyer has made a statement saying our client is understandably frightened by these text messages, which are clearly intended to threaten and intimidate her. While she certainly qualifies as a starving artist, she's never approached Mr. Brown, nor will she, about seeking money to compensate her for his sexual misconduct, contrary to his allegations in the text messages. As a matter of fact, Antonio Brown's lawyer, who is on this text, ended up being contacted by Sports Illustrated, and he said that he did not advise Brown to communicate in any way with this woman. So the league responded to the letter within the hour. They are on top of this now. And for anyone who, like me, said you should give Antonio Brown a little bit of a benefit of doubt until there's actual evidence with this civil case that he had before, which is completely different from this, now you have it. Now you got it. Now you know that he's doing something that violates the NFL's conduct policy. And he's now threatening a woman with pictures of her kids. I mean, there's you got to either cut him or you got to put him on the exempt list. But there's no way he should be playing this week. I'm going to say it 1,000 times this morning. If they continue to keep him on this team, all of the stuff that Robert Kraft said, where if I would have known there was a civil suit, we wouldn't have signed him. Then everything is a joke. Then everything you said means nothing, and you've sold your soul.
Patriots need to be proactive. They don't need to. They can't wait for the NFL. The NFL's on top of this, but they can't wait for the NFL. You need to be proactive today.
Yet they're Patriots
fans. You have to send a message to your fan base and to the rest of the guys in that locker room saying, we get it. He's a bad guy. He doesn't deserve to be here, talent, regardless of talent.
And yet we've received calls and you know, some people saying that you know they're just, you know, they hate us because they ain't us type stuff. Where, well, you know, the matter of fact, the one guy was saying, that
who exactly hates the Patriots involved in this?
It says, tell this caller he can lick my nads when we're holding up another Lombardi. Keep crying and we'll keep winning. Was one of the ones
that
got.
Is someone
you guys are embarrassing yourselves. Klemko, amazing what can happen when a dude pisses off the media because he got out of Oakland ugly, and it's no fair he's on the Pats, not getting cut. Well, we shall see.
well,
that's insane. At this point, if you're defending Antonio Brown, then you're the problem.
But you like,
because
the
he was
Patriots.
On any other. I mean, that's the thing. You don't need him. Even if you're like Mr. Patriots guy and you love the Patriots, they can win without him.
Stop saying they don't need him, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's the most important man in the world. I mean, if great, you like the Patriots. Congratulations. I don't know what that has to do with him, including this woman in these text messages. Marissa, go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say the guy who called and said that it wasn't intimidation, he's obviously not a parent and he's an idiot. I'm a mother, and if anyone ever sent a picture to me of my children saying, look into this person, I would be intimidated, except I would probably go after them because you don't threaten my children. Also, he lacks class, and he brought all this scandal, something that the Patriots say that they're high about, having that class, being disciplined and all this stuff, and all of a sudden we just brought somebody in who lacks all of this moral.
Yeah, it's certainly, you can't go about the Patriot way and things like that anymore. I mean, that's out the window. That's long gone. And the comparisons to Randy Moss are long gone. The comparisons to, what's his face, the running back.
From the Bengals,
Corey Dillon.
Corey Dillon, yes. I mean, imagine if you're still being brought into the conversation when being talked about Antonio Brown.
Corey Dillon got pissed already.
He did.
And then he's like, now he's going to be, I mean, this is a guy who's actively pursuing this stuff while playing and while under investigation.
That's the dumbest thing of all time.
Well, that's because he's insane.
That's just the dumbest thing you could do. You know what? I'm under investigation. Maybe if I lay low for a while, this will blow over and it'll be settled out of court, or this woman will be proven to be a gold digger, or whatever the case may be. I'm not saying that he's not guilty of that also. But in that circumstance, common sense tells you to bury your head in the sand.
Well, also, every attorney in the world will tell you not to do this under any circumstances. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, guys. It's been a fun ride. I think it's time for this Brown circus to end. I mean, ever since he got here, I thought I smelled something funny. I mean, everything I hear, I mean, in the beginning, it could have been just a bunch of hot air. But, I mean, these stories are going to keep crop dusting us for the whole season. It's time to get out of here. I mean, it's giving me a stomach ache, guys, but I love you. It's time for him to go.
Thank you. We'll always have the farts.
I mean,
Well, at least this happened last night when we had blown out these fart jokes. We'd gotten our mileage out of the farts.
I'm just going to say, there's no wistful looking at that man. We could have done more.
No. If he was here just for this moment, we did get the whole...
aired it all out yesterday.
We beat that dead horse. at least we got as much mileage out of the farting as we could.
Yes, we did. As a matter of fact.
All right, come on, man. You can't.
I'm not. I didn't press that.
Yes, you did.
Okay, Lurch.
All right. 617-779-0985. I mean, you can say, they're going to come today, and you can say, though, that rest well, young Bridge. We've milked as much fart out of that.
Well, I was not the one who brought that up.
Brought what up?
The caller brought it up, not me. And sometimes I'm as I said, the hand does its own thing. I can't control it.
You know, we got all we could out of those two farts.
We did.
All right, we'll continue to take your
I need
call.
A shirt that says that. We got all we could.
That'll be the next Toucher and Rich shirt. We got all we could out of those two farts.
Now I'm just sick. That should be. I got all they could out of those two farts. Now I'm just sick of them.
Someone's very angry at you, Fred, on the phone. Apparently. Oh, no, he's angry at Wallet.
Oh, good, right. Okay.
Wallet.
Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with the calls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Robert Klemko, who writes for Sports Illustrated, has an article up that came out about 2 o'clock in the morning. You'll remember the artist that said that Antonio Brown had hired her to do a mural in his home, and he came up behind her naked except for a hand towel over his penis. Well, she, by the way, was not asking for any kind of money. He sent out several group texts asking for information about the woman, including included on the text was the woman, and he included pictures of her children and negative things about her. So the lawyer for the woman contacted the NFL, and Brown's lawyer did not deny that it came from his phone. In fact, Klemko checked all of that information.
Yeah, Klemko actually got the number from the woman, and you know, after a whole bunch of background checks, and he called him, or called that number. He said, a man who sounded like Antonio Brown answered. I introduced myself. He hung up in a text. I asked him if he would share proof of his claim that the woman asked him for money. He replied, FOH, clown. Which I guess is FAG, you know, get the F out of here. So there you go. That's kind of where that all stands. The texts themselves, or to this woman, once again, I'm reading exactly the way they're written. So if it sounds a little ridiculous or off, just know that this is exactly the way Antonio Brown texted. He put, really sad you would make up a BS story to the world. Thought you had more integrity and respect for yourself. Must be really hard times for to make up some stuff for money. Super sad. And then, once again, because all of his friends and his lawyer were copied, he put, this is the girl who unfinished my painting in my room from blank. Super broke girl with a lot of kids. Such a shame. This is her in text, Eric B. Eric B. is one of his assistants. Let's look up her background history. See how broke this girl is from blank. Basically cried broke for opportunities. I let paint my room. Couldn't finish. I flew out now to hear this, so sad. And whoever is on this text said, yes, sir, we will do this. You send me your info, bro. So her friends are like, all right, I got this. I'll inspect your background. And then after that, it's a picture of what looks like her three kids. He goes, those are her kids, Eric. She's awfully broke, clearly. He said, according, it was one of her friends, said, according to that post, she was going for a Meek Mill rally. I can reach out to his team tomorrow and see if anyone knows her. She sounds like a celebrity groupie. So that there sounds like they're trying to dig up embarrassing, like, oh, is she somebody who slept around with a bunch of different artists or rappers or whatever?
Because so, I mean, Lord knows she's the only one that went to the Meek Mill rally.
Sure, right.
I'm sure she had direct access to the guy. It's like 1,000 people. All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys, long time, first time. Let me apologize ahead of time if my phone's not working that great. I'm driving to work. But I got a couple questions for Wallach.
Yeah.
Mr. Wallach, you say that the best part about being a Patriots fan is the worst part about being a Patriots fan is other Patriots fans?
Yep.
Can you guys, I feel like I'm in the minority of people here that didn't want Antonio Brown on the team in the first place. I don't like his on-the-field antics. I don't like his off-the-field antics. We didn't need him. I don't know why we brought him here. Most of the people I talk to agree with me. So can you guys do a poll or something to see who wanted Antonio Brown and who didn't?
No, you get it, Mike. Like, then you're a guy who gets it. Like, I mean, you are a rational-thinking human being. And it's not just because you didn't want him here. Listen, I wanted him here. I didn't think he was going to do anything criminal or anything like this. I thought he was going to be nuts. And to be quite honest, you know, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Let the system figure out what kind of evidence they had, and then you got this, and it's over, and it should be over. It should be over at this point.
Ben Volman.
And anyone who's defending him at this point,
that's
is
the thing.
Blinded.
That those Patriots fans that are defending him, and we had one call earlier this hour,
you know, those are the people that I can't stand that root for the Patriots. And Ben Volen just tweeted out something and said, the Patriots have been hiding behind the NFL for the last week. And they have. They've been hiding. They've been waiting. Now it's time to step out from behind the curtain.
It's funny, Matt Chatham tweeted, starting a group text with your lawyer, your accuser, and several other men, telling them to investigate her and then posting pics of her kids, that might be the dumbest move in the history of both the NFL personal conduct policy and cell phones. And to that, I just tweeted, why do you hate the Patriots, Chatham?
And those people, like the guy idiot who called earlier, would say that exact same thing to him.
All right, Dan, what's going on?
I don't mean to interrupt this, but so we have Bert coming on at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And Bert has to gain access to the building. He doesn't have a key card like we do.
Didn't just have him dress up as Chief Wannabe.
Chief Wannabe. Here we
go. You know, get right in.
This ought to be good.
So I'm sitting here, and at I just turned to the right, and I said to Bird, can you look out the window, which is right next to him? Can you just look out the window to see if Bert is here? I didn't get the words out of my mouth. He gets up, and he walked out of the studio.
What?
And then as soon as I said it, my text message went off, and it was Bert saying, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And I said, he'll be here in 5 minutes. He walked down the hall, and I saw him go down the stairs, and then the phone started ringing.
Off
so I look at Mike, and I go, did I not just say, can you look out the window, literally the window that looks out into the parking lot?
No, you gave him an opportunity to skedaddle.
And he's gone. He's got happy
feet. He's like my puppy. He needs to run. He can't be cooped up in a cage all day.
I guarantee you he comes back up before Bird gets here and says he's not
here.
That'd be great. No bet.
No. No bet. No bet. Because
he'll just hang out down there.
Yeah, he'll like run laps around the cubicles down there.
Right, he's just going like head first into the lockers to kill time,
or he'll like find the tennis ball.
But on the plus side, Bert's going to be let right into the building.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Bert'll be ready for him.
All right, Scott, go ahead.
Oh, hey guys, how's it going?
Hey,
this is a bad one, huh?
Yeah.
So my thought is that for the Patriots fans that still defend him, you know, maybe they're not necessarily defending the man or his actions, but I feel like maybe they just want so bad to believe in the Patriot way. And I'm doing air quotes as I drive and I say that because it's a mythic thing. And even Belichick says, yeah, I don't know what that is. But Patriots fans want to believe in it so bad. They want to believe that the program itself can rehabilitate even the worst of the worst. And to that I say, cut Antonio Brown and just, you know, embrace Josh Gordon. The guy's doing so good this year. Just embrace him. Let him be the poster boy for your Patriot way and move on from Antonio Brown. That's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you.
I just think if you don't do something with him, that everything that Robert Kraft said about not wanting to sign him if you knew the charges is a lie. It's a lie. You know, now you have evidence. You have to act on it. You know what? And if you don't act on it, then I don't want to hear another word about anything about integrity or that I am going to do my best to make sure that, you know, I'm an upstanding citizen. This has been a rough offseason for the Patriots and their image. And there's been a lot of words thrown out there about how this isn't the way we truly are. We are going to achieve, you know, strive to do better. Well, you're not. Matter of fact, you've done the opposite. You sold your soul for a guy who got mixed up with a bunch of crap. I don't really blame you for signing the guy when you didn't know about the civil suit and all of that. But now that the civil suit's there, I still thought you should have given him the benefit of the doubt until there was real evidence. You got evidence now. Act on it, or everything you said was BS.
I like the reporter, though, that finally had access to Antonio Brown yesterday and said, what was it like working with Tom?
Okay, so there's I meant to bring that up. Four questions asked, and two of them were like, what's it like being a Patriot, man?
The first question shouted over everybody was, what's it like playing with Tom? And you're just like, you just got access to this guy?
After all the stuff that's been out there, and I think it was Giardi who finally asked the one at the end, was like, hey, man, has the league talked to you about this case that's going on? He goes, I appreciate the question. Then he ends the press conference. I mean, it was something he did because he didn't want to get fined again.
Just so funny. What's it like playing with Tom? Oh, well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.